This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan, one of the employee owners at Tab, who comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. I know it's a lovely Saturday morning out there. Nothing else to do but get on the computer. So feel free to get online with us. And a couple lines already ringing. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC are the numbers. And we'll do our best to help you out. We also are on Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook. And if you want to follow us over at Tab Computer Systems or WTIC's Facebook page, the show is being quote unquote broadcast that way. So check it out. Feel free to ask questions. We'll try to get them in on the show as well. So, as usual and customary, we have our technology news, and Dennis has got a good one, a really good one to start out with.
Microsoft is doing what Microsoft does best.
And so go ahead and give the story.
Okay.
I mean, this is mind-boggling.
This is great. This is them torpedoing their own products.
Yes.
Okay? Finally, they did it to themselves instead of everybody else.
That's true.
What's happened is that Microsoft Defender was tagging Office updates as malicious software / ransomware activity.
Amazing. Amazing.
Now, and apparently this is a flaw in Defender's own logic, analyzing the update as it's running.
Or maybe it's saying, well, no, Microsoft is a bit of a malicious software. I mean, that's what I was saying last week, right? I mean, all these updates that happen to us, they cause such hell for our as IT people. They're just... It's the bane of our existence.
Well, you're right. A year ago in the summer, they put out an update to Office that caused Outlook to not launch.
Right. Or you had an update to Outlook where you would type and you get nothing on the screen.
Right.
Thanks, Microsoft.
Oh.
Here now, the Defender software defending you against malicious software is saying Microsoft's updates are malicious.
Yeah.
It's rich. You can't make it up.
They could have used this in a comedy movie, you know?
Sadly, though, they are a multi-trillion dollar company that's charging an arm and a leg for Office so you can type a Word document. You're renting the software at a premium, and their antivirus software can't figure this out. I mean, this is the company. This is nuts.
I honestly don't get it. I mean, you would think that they would put some kind of a marker in their own update packages that would tell their own antivirus products, okay, this is safe.
Right.
Whatever it's doing, don't worry. This is okay.
Avoid Microsoft **. Come on. It's crazy. But that's Microsoft. We'll put a story up there for you.
You can
read it for yourself and get the laughs we get as IT people. In other news, so we've talked about this for years.
Yes.
Germany is advising its citizens to uninstall Kaspersky antivirus, which is Russian antivirus software. Guys, duh. We've been saying it forever. And unfortunately, too many folks have been using all sorts of software to protect our systems. Russian antivirus software. I don't care how, I don't care if it's perestroika times here. We shouldn't be using Russian antivirus software on our systems. Period.
You know? It's got to go, people. Come on.
So get it off your systems. Now, the other problem is, of course, Chinese equipment, right? And stuff that's made in China. That's also gotten into our systems, and we've already talked about the issues with Supermicro and the little chip that was on some of these servers that got into all sorts of things that we don't know. You know, Supermicro doesn't even know what the chip is doing or what it was there for by Chinese manufacturers. But the point is, okay, it's the year 2022, and you do realize no matter how much you want Russia to be a friend, they're not our friends.
No.
So let's go ahead and uninstall your Kaspersky antivirus, because, of course, this is... They could do anything with that anytime they wanted to, right? Because you have your next story talks about what software developers, may not be your next story, but it could be a story of yours. Software developers could do to affect software.
Yes.
And you could bring that up or the other one, yeah. Dennis, but it does kind of go in line with this Kaspersky thing.
Yeah, let's go with that one. Okay. There are development packages under several labels. One of them is NPM, mm-hmm. and it allows you to generate different kinds of JavaScripts and other kinds of code mm-hmm. for web pages and for programs, okay? Right. And one of them is one of these packages is generated by a developer who actually decided that he was going to inject a protest against the war
right.
into his software.
Right.
So it would badly affect any computer that it was running on in Belarus or Russia.
Right. So it was even a geofenced.
Yes. It was a geofenced protest that he embedded in his software. Now, what really hurts is that the developers of the software that use this,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, they either released or sold their software to other customers, they didn't necessarily even know that this was in there.
Of course not.
They just collected the latest update to this package, integrated it into their product, released it out.
Right.
And now they've got to account for this
mm-hmm.
because this developer decided to do his little protest.
Right.
And, you know, on the one hand, yeah, yay. I mean, free expression. Okay.
Right.
Cool. But this really puts a dent in this thing.
Right.
The developer probably is never going to be trusted again.
No.
And a lot of software is now being marked by antivirus products as malicious.
Right.
Because it's got this in it.
Right. So,
and it's a problem.
It's a problem, but it's exactly how Russia could take their Kaspersky software
right.
and do what they want to do with it.
Right. And the people that work at the Kaspersky company might not even be aware
right.
that the Russian security services are injecting stuff into their products.
Right. They could be completely legit, but yeah.
So it's not even a matter of not trusting the Kaspersky company.
Right.
It's just the fact that they are originating in Russia.
Right.
And that being the case
mm-hmm.
automatically compromises anything that they do.
Correct.
It's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate, but it is the world we live in. So, that's what we're dealing with. Now, do you want to bring up the other story, Dennis, that you had? That one just seemed to connect pretty well there. But you had another story about law enforcement and technology.
Yes. It turns out, well, there was a movie some time ago that had, I don't remember who was in it, but it was called Minority Report.
Yes. Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Little
Tommy
Cruise.
There we go.
Yeah.
Now, he was in this movie, and he was part of a service that predicts that people will commit crimes and then arrest them.
Right. Before
okay.
they do it.
Yeah. Well, it turns out that the Justice Department over the last few years has actually been funding
mm-hmm.
programs that use AI
mm-hmm.
to predict when and where crimes will occur and to help local police departments decide where to deploy their, you know, their resources and what to do about it.
I can tell them right now, 9184.
Oh, yeah.
For free.
Well, and when the Dave Matthews Band comes to town,
right,
you got to, okay.
Yeah, easy stuff.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So there are these AI programs that are almost literally carrying out a program like what was in that fictional movie.
Mm-hmm.
And there are two problems with this. Number one, the Justice Department doesn't even know how many of these predictive tools are out there because they're all in the hands of local police departments.
Okay.
And apparently there's no reporting mechanism back to the Justice Department to catalog it all and understand what is being done where. The other problem is there's no comparison of results.
Oh, no.
I mean, they've got these predictive models. They have different kinds of mainframes running all kinds of AI algorithms.
Telling you to go park your police car here or there or be there for this type of potential issue.
Right. But how do we know that any of that actually panned out the way it was supposed to?
Right.
There's nothing. No auditing. There's no financial auditing and there's no results auditing. Mm,
sounds like a government job.
And, you know, people like Ron Wyden in Washington are now asking a lot of questions.
Well, how much money was spent? Did they talk about it?
Oh, billions.
With a B.
Over the years.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, there are people at the Justice Department that are supposed to watch this, and they can't really answer any of the questions that are being put to them.
Doesn't sound surprising to me.
Yeah.
All right. We'll put a link up there for it. It's a Gizmodo ad. Oh, a good Gizmodo report.
Yeah, it's excellent. It's good reading. I recommend it.
Very good. Well, it's typical, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to be here till 11. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC-522-WTIC-R, the numbers. We are broadcasting over at WTIC's Facebook page as well, if you want to join us there on Facebook Live. And Mike G will post everything over to Facebook and Twitter, and Dennis will be posting everything here internally to our computertalkwithtab.com live links. Everything we talked about just now and throughout the show will be there for you, so you don't have to remember or write them down. You can just go to our website, tabinc.com or computertalkwithtab.com, and get the information. We're going to step out for a quick break. What do you want to say, Dennis? You want to say something?
Oh, I was going to say, just take a look at this stuff. It's really good.
We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're here till 11 o'clock. And two lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC are the numbers. Let's get right to your calls. You're nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning. Let's go to Steve and Vernon, please. Let's go right here to Steve. What's going on, Steve?
I have an Elite X2, which I use mainly for travel, which is not very often.
Yeah.
I can connect to the internet at home, but if I go to a hotel, it will not connect. Even if I go to the settings and says it is connected, I don't seem to have any ability to get to a website.
Within any hotel?
Well, there were two of them. Tried it on.
Okay.
I used to be able to connect, but I haven't for the last couple of years.
Okay. When you're in the airport, were you able to connect, or do you have something?
Oh, no, I travel by car, so.
Okay.
Only in the two hotels.
Gotcha.
I was going to ask, have you tried going to like a Dunkin' Donuts or something just to see if it'll connect?
I haven't, no.
That might be a good idea.
It might be worthwhile to just determine if it's just these two hotels. Because sometimes I find, especially hotels, they don't keep their wireless technology up to date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they might be running old protocols that this is a Windows 10 computer.
Yes.
All right. Windows 10 may not even want you to connect using some old protocols.
Before I go any further, I've connected in both these hotels earlier, but no longer.
That doesn't mean anything in IT.
Yeah, because Windows can be updated so that it rejects older protocols.
Yeah, that is, unfortunately, you know, internet's not like a building on a bridge. It changes constantly.
The only other thing that I can suggest is go to the manufacturer and look for a Wi-Fi driver update.
Yeah. Okay. But first, like you said, go to like a Dunkin' Donuts or a McDonald's and see if you can get to their public Wi-Fi. You could have some sort of tool you put on your machine to quote unquote protect you from it. Like you could have an AV product or a security product that you've said don't allow for public connection. I mean, I'm not sure where that is, but if you can get on a local connection that's not public, it shouldn't do that. But maybe you've set a setting. I can't think of what he said.
Well, that's what I'm thinking too. Some kind of setting, but I can't imagine what it would be.
Yeah. Also, when you go to the hotels, you also can call their IT support too.
Uh-huh.
They are pretty
bad.
Well, they're pretty good. My wife and
I
had.
I don't know. Probably the people who answer the phone in the lobby don't know who the IT department is.
Well, there are actually third-party companies, even like Tab, that support support hotels.
Right, but and when I ask them, who do I talk to? They don't know that from the
right. Yeah, that could be a problem on the front desk side of things.
Right. Who else is there to call?
Yeah. But yeah, so I think we're going to check a public connection, see if it works. If it does work, then it could just be chalked up to something with the hotel security and not you. If it doesn't work, it's you.
Yeah, and the suggestions that I would give you are two. Number one, look for a Wi-Fi update from your manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number two, go
from HP, right?
Yep.
Yes. Okay. Number two, go into Device Manager on the computer. Double click on the Wi-Fi adapter.
Mm-hmm.
Uninstall it from the computer. Then reboot the computer. That'll force it to go through the logic of reconnecting with it. And if there are, if there's anything strange that's been cached in the operating system that might be hindering a connection, that could get cleared out for you.
Okay, refresh the adapter, you think?
Yes.
Yeah, there's also a pretty good support assistant with HP. That little, basically a little blue question mark in the lower right-hand corner of your laptop. You can always update your system with that within that to see if there's any areas that you could update.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll give it a try.
All right, good luck, Steve.
Quick question.
Yeah.
I got the X2 because it was recommended by you.
I use it every day. I love it.
Oh, they're great machines.
Do you stick with that, or is there update on that by now?
No, I'm running a Leapbook. It's an X2 ID. It's the 360. It's the same X2 concept.
Okay.
Highly recommend it. That's a tremendous laptop.
Well, I like it, except when I ran into that problem.
Well, I don't know. I think it could be you, Steve, but let's prove it out by having you go to Dunkin' Donuts or McDonald's.
Okay, very good.
All right.
Do you know why a wireless keyboard and mouse would slow down when I put on an external drive?
Why it would slow down? So when you attach an external drive, you're typing. So what you were doing is you're typing, and then you decided while you were typing to connect the drive, and you noticed it slow down, or when?
Yes, yes.
Well, okay.
But and a mouse, too. Wireless mouse and a wireless keyboard.
And then after the drive's connected, no matter what you do as you go along, it's slower now. You have delay.
Well, if I put the mouse on top of the computer or, on my arm pad, it works fine there. But if I use it normally, no. So it's some kind of positioning.
What do you mean by normally? If you put the mouse on the mouse pad, that would be normally to me.
No. the mouse is used normally on the mouse pad, which is in my right hand.
Yeah.
But if I move it over to my left side and move it down onto my armrest on my chair, then it's okay.
It doesn't work so well?
It works fine there, but it's awkward.
That is awkward. Steve, I'm not sure what's going on with you,
I wonder if there's some kind of a radio shadow that's being created when you plug in this external drive, but I can't imagine why.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense at all, Steve. Now I'm starting to wonder. Starting to wonder about you, Steve.
I've always wondered about me.
I don't know. I have no answer for that other than it's supposed to work on a mouse pad.
Okay.
All right, we got to go.
Okay, we'll see you.
All right, bye-bye. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. Two lines open for you on this kind of miserable Saturday morning. We had a great Friday.
Kind of miserable.
Now we're paying for it, right? The weather gods are hammering us here. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC are the numbers. We're going to go right to your calls. You're nice enough to join us. We're going to go to Barbara first in Southbury. Hey, Barbara, what's cooking?
Oh, a confession of ignorance and stupidity on my part.
Oh, okay.
In one case, and also a question for you about your security things with China.
Yeah.
And they're related.
Mm-hmm.
I was shopping in Lowe's, getting stuff for a very particular project.
Yep.
And I got sucked into one of those little hanging things with this cool thing. You say, oh, wow, that's going to be so great.
Yeah.
I think I'll get a couple of them while I'm here.
Okay.
And this was something called the Smart Switch, which was basically a timer device. You plug it into your outlet, and then you plug the device into it, and it turns on and off according to the programs you set.
Yeah, we love smart switches.
Oh, yeah, I've got a few.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we have a few, too, but Both my husband and I hate the chore of going around and setting them up each time you want to do them. You know, you have to push the pins in or out or do other things to set them. Get down on your hands and knees and plug them in.
That's an old school one you got there, Barbara.
Yeah. Well, it is. So this sounded so great because you can program it from your cell phone.
An app.
Or Bluetooth.
Yeah.
So I bought two. I figured we'd try it and see. And you can have a nice various program. It's not limited to particular settings.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to, I find you have to install some program on your cell phone to do it. Well, I guess that's not super surprising.
No.
But what pops up right away? Check here to accept our terms of service.
Right.
And, yes.
And you pop open to actually, and you have saying you read it, but how many people actually just check it, right?
No one does.
No. Well, I read them, and my husband reads
good
them.
For you.
Yeah.
Jeez. And what are you signing up? Well, they're going to be able to track your physical location on your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Not surprising, but not what I want.
No.
And they're going to be able to track when your devices are on or off that you have programmed with it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be able to track your proximity to these devices when you're home or not.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I said, what the heck?
It's all to serve you better, Barbara.
Of course. So, you know, this is such a nasty thing. I wouldn't even say take it down to Goodwill to let some other poor sucker buy this thing. So they're going in the trash.
I hear you.
But just a forewarning that, those terms of service, they can be kind of nasty sometimes.
Yeah, so
this is made in China. And I do not want, therefore it means the Chinese government has access to this, too, I'm reasonably certain.
Right. They know if you're walking from your living room to your kitchen. They know that.
So that's done with. But I just wanted to alert people to, you know, something that simple has a huge security gap in it.
Oh, man, I have a dehumidifier that wants to know my location. Why does my dehumidifier? Yeah.
Well, that's because you sweat so much. You turn it off.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, it's like it wants to know. It wants to say hello to you when you turn on the app and set the dehumidifier. I mean, it's a Chinese again, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right about all those things. I don't disagree with any of those things you talked about.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The idea of proximity, though, is that some of these devices are saying, "Well, if you are close by, I'll turn on the lights on of your home because I see you're coming home."
Yes, right? That's what that's about.
Yeah. And if you're within a different room, it's going to try to be like, I'm just trying to play devil's advocate.
Well, that would be great, but I don't think I'm trading that off.
That's cool.
I can still get down on my hands and knees.
There you go. Yeah. It's your smartphone that really is the thing that's tracking you. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, good information and cool that you read the EULA. We like that.
Yeah. So gold star for you for doing it.
Yeah. I can't imagine what you do have you read the Microsoft EULA? I think they own like your next of kin.
And I think it sets back your life by 2 or 3 years of the time it takes to read it and then check the cross reference.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I had one other thing that came up at the same time with China.
Okay.
I was driving and listening to the radio, and they had a story that China, they're talking about worries about cyber attacks.
Right.
With what's going on. So China has developed a way to override, if I can use that term, to get around multi-factor authentication.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Not just China.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so 2FA is not perfect. No security technology is perfect. And it depends on the 2FA you're talking about. We can put some articles up about how people are or how the bad guys can defeat 2FA. It takes some effort, but of course a state-sponsored effort would be a pretty easy thing to do.
Oh, yeah. Governments would be able to do it a lot more easily than individuals or even criminal gangs.
They're leveraging flaws or weaknesses within browsers and operating systems that cache levels of these 2FA credentials within your system. Now, I've told you about the Yubico keys. That's a lot harder to defeat that credential because there's a physical action that has to occur at a certain time, whereas the other 2FAs are feeding the credentials in. I'm just not doing this really a good service as far as how they do it. I'm not a hacker by trade, so I don't know exactly. But there's lots of ways the bad guys can feed already received credentials into the system to trick it into thinking you've approved the second factor. All right. So I'm sure we can find some links that you can read about it. But it's not just the Chinese. It's everybody. Everybody's trying to figure out how to get into your stuff. So did you already find it, Dennis?
Well, yeah, I found a couple articles, yeah.
How to defeat 2FA, yeah.
Right.
Not how to do it. We're not going to tell you how. We're not teaching you
right.
hacking this, or how they do it.
This is just conceptual how other people do it.
Right. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be safe, just put all your money in a mattress.
How convenient. We just got a new mattress.
There you go.
Just slice it right open on the side.
And we'll put a link up there for you. I'm sure a lot of listeners are out there saying, oh, I wish Barbara didn't call. just freaked everybody out.
Sorry to ruin everybody's weekend, huh?
That's okay. No, it's good. It's good stuff. We have to be aware of it.
Thank you for your help.
All right,
and
Barbara.
Read the EULA.
Read the EULA. All right. Thanks, Barbara.
Thanks. All right, bye-bye.
You know, those things are ridiculous, those EULAs. I mean, user license agreement.
Yeah, it's insane. Really insane.
All right. Let's go on to probably get another call here. John, unless Tom gets mad at me, but going to go to John in New Britain. What's going on, John?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, kind of a great segue to your last caller about having the app on a cell phone and whatnot. But my issue is actually with the cell phone. I'm wondering if you can help me out. I think it all had to do with an upgrade once on the phone, and that was a few upgrades ago. But I've been dealing with the, you know, annoyance problem here where no matter what application I have up, it wants to minimize on my phone. And, you know, I thought it had something to do maybe the vibration or shaking it, but that doesn't seem to. And I try to look at all the different settings, try to look online to possible.
Yeah.
And
what kind of phone is this?
Can't find anything.
What phone is this?
It's an iPhone SE.
All right. And is it latest iOS?
Yep. Yep, and no matter what application it is, you know.
You already find like something, Dennis?
No, not yet. I'm just...
It always wants to minimize. And
all right. So there is there's an iOS 14 having this issue within an Apple discussion.
Yeah, I found that.
No pattern to it. It can happen to any app.
Right, yeah.
And all they did was thank them for asking a question.
Yeah, I've seen similar, say, even online, not quite the same issue, but I've tried to, you know, look to see what, you know, they talk about. And again, it's, you know, I've tried different things. I mean, it's so annoying to, regardless of what you have open, you know, every few seconds, it just wants to minimize on you. It's like,
yeah, that's frustrating. I mean, it could just be that your phone is starting to flake out. How old is it now?
Not that old, really.
Under warranty still?
We had an old 3G, and our provider was gracious enough to, you know, give us a new...
Gracious? Yeah, gracious? Well. Your cell carrier is not being gracious. You've probably paid that for that phone 18 times over. There's no graciousness in there. Don't give them any credit. We're going to put you on hold, step out for a break, do a little bit of research, see if we can find an answer for you, John. So,
okay, great.
And we'll get right back to you. All right, guys?
Okay, thanks.
All right, we'll put John on hold, and feel free to get online while we do this. Three lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk. We got one line open for you. The lines are ringing, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
Dennis Halnan, one of the employee owners at Tab. So we're on the line with a gentleman whose iPhone is just deciding to shrink and minimize his apps randomly. John, you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right. So we did some research, and Dennis seems to think he's found some information here for you.
Yeah, I found this, and Mike G. found the same article.
Nice.
I'm going to read to you what this person posted on an Apple support forum as the solution, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It said, when I upgraded to the latest iOS, I enabled the back tap function.
Hmm.
and forgot about it. Today, I was reading a news article that mentioned it and remembered I had switched it on, so I thought I would switch it off and see what happens. Problem solved and no reset required.
So it's the back tap, whatever
it's
feature that is.
It's the back tap function, and don't even ask me what that is. No, I have no idea.
Don't even want to know.
I don't own an iPhone, so I wouldn't even know.
So I bet you, John, if you turn off the back tap, it'll work. Now, if it does work, call us back and let us know that it worked. We like the positive feedback. We like to know if we've helped somebody out there.
Sure. If I could just find out where that's located, that feature.
Wait a minute. Now you're telling us to work your iPhone?
Hold on. We'll figure that out.
I don't know, man. I don't think we can charge enough for that to figure out. We don't even know how to work your iPhone. It's probably in a setting somewhere.
Yeah, I would think so.
We'll find a link for you, John. We'll spoon feed it to you. So we're going to put this article up, and then Dennis will find out how to turn off the back tap feature in your iPhone and put a link up to that as well.
I certainly appreciate it, guys.
All right. You're welcome, John.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. So there's John's on his way. You found the link?
And it looks like Mikey G is on top of it.
He already found that, too?
He found a link on Apple support forums.
Come on, guys.
Or actual Apple support site, not the forums. No, it's Apple's own article.
The thing about it, I mean, I'm giving John a hard time, but my wife is the worst, right? So if anything doesn't work on any kind of technological thing, period, she won't take a second to try to figure it out, right? So if she just assumes that I exist as an IT guy to help her do it. And as IT guys, you guys know what I'm talking about, right? Just because we're in IT doesn't mean we want to fix every technical problem everyone has all the time. So it's such a pet peeve for guys like us. Wait a minute. So after I've told you how to solve it, you still don't even want to solve it yourself. You want us to then spoon feed you do that too? You know, she's like, fix this for me, honey. Learn the device, please. I'm begging you. Don't make me do it for you. Because, right, you can, what is it? You can teach a man to fish, or you can keep giving him the fish. He's going to, you know, the whole thing. Go ahead and look.
There's just too many people that want to be fed fish all the time.
Yeah, man. Come on. There's so few of us. All right, let's go on to Margaret in, I want to say it's Coventry, but we're going to take a shot there. Hey, Margaret.
Hi, it is Coventry.
All right, very good. What's up?
Well, I've been using Thunderbird for my email,
mm-hmm,
and
nice.
I have it on a couple different computers. They recently did an update, and on one of my Windows 10 computers, I'm having a really hard time getting my emails, yet I have another computer with Windows 10, and it didn't affect it at all. And I have to go into my email, click on Get Messages, and then I have to, like, go, you know, I'm offline, and then I click to go online,
mm-hmm,
and then I wait, and, you know, it'll have me put in my password, and I'll get the emails, but then when I go to send them, it just, they just lag. They don't send.
So you need to confirm your settings, your mail settings, on, as if it works on one, right?
Yeah.
And not on the other. The only instant thing that comes to mind is you've set something incorrectly as far as maybe a port or something, and some sort of SSL checkbox on your email. Something has been misconfigured on the one giving you the hard time versus...
Because they've been the same.
I believe you.
For yes. Like a year.
I believe you, but double check it. So what happens is the mail provider, right, whoever you're getting your mail from, they make changes in the back end too.
Yes, that can happen.
And so if you've done something different on your ports on one versus the other, that the one that is working is more compatible to the change that the mail system made, that's maybe why you are seeing the difference. That's what comes to mind.
True story. A few years, I use Thunderbird for email on my Mac at home,
mm-hmm,
and I have a Charter.net email account.
Right.
Several years ago, Charter made a change to how their email servers work.
Right.
And it didn't work with Thunderbird anymore. And shortly after that, Thunderbird put out an update.
Yep.
And it actually fixed the problem. So whatever they did, Thunderbird compensated for it. But it can happen. I found a support article from Thunderbird that goes over things that you can do to get it working again after an update.
But do confirm from your mail provider what your mail settings should be.
Correct.
Not what you have configured on the two machines, what it should be. And that's also key, Margaret, okay?
Okay, so that would be in the server settings.
Yep.
Yes. I did go because I do have it is Charter that I have for my email.
So go confirm their settings on their site, what you're supposed to have it configured for, and then go back and see how you're configured.
So would that be like the, you know, if it's IMAP or...
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, go and review all those settings of Charter, double check how you're set up. I bet you got something different, okay?
Okay, and if everything's good, any suggestions on another?
Well, there's an article that I'm going to post that you should read that goes over on other stuff.
We'll be right back.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.